Have you guys checked out Make Crate yet? I hope you've been able to do that. We are so thankful to Make Crate for sponsoring our transcripts for the past several months. They've been a huge blessing to us, and they are a great resource for homeschool families. If you're looking for fun and interactive STEM projects for your homeschool family, please visit makecrate.club/SR. Make Crate provides electronics and programming kits on subscription, and you don't have to have any expertise in this area. We love our Make Crate. Our family has really enjoyed this, and we would love for you to enjoy it as well. Check them out at makecrate.club/SR and make sure to thank them for this week's transcript. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Thank you for joining me today for the Schoolhouse Rock podcast. We have a special episode for you today. And well, here's how it happened. Back in June, we traveled from Georgia all the way to Washington State to finish filming Schoolhouse Rock the movie with Heidi St. John. And God did amazing things to get us there. While we were there, I had the privilege of being a guest on the Heidi St. John podcast. We got to sit in her recording studio and record that episode. And she has given us permission to share it with you in case you haven't heard it. By the way, if you haven't listened to Heidi's podcast, I highly recommend it. It's called the Heidi St. John podcast, and it is my favorite podcast, hands down. Well, aside from the Schoolhouse Rocks podcast, of course. We finished filming the movie with Heidi and her family and at the Firmly Planted Homeschool Resource Center with a bunch of families there. And God just did amazing things while we were there. God is doing amazing things at that resource center, and he is just blessing that homeschool community leaps and bounds. So if you haven't checked out the resource center, and even if you're not in the area, just look it up online and see the things that they are doing. And maybe it will encourage you to do something like that in your area. In the next month or so, we will be airing a new podcast that I recorded with Abby Ranella that will give a little bit more detail on what's going on with our family and with the movie and all things Schoolhouse Rocked. So stay tuned for that. We want to say thank you to Heidi and the St. John family, as well as those who were at the Firmly Planted Homeschool Resource Center for their amazing hospitality. They just welcomed us in like family, and we loved getting to know them and just getting to see the amazing things that God is doing in the Vancouver, Washington, and Portland area. We also want to say thank you to those who donated, who prayed for us, and who just sent letters of encouragement to us as we were traveling across the country to finish filming the movie. It was amazing to just see how so many of you rallied around us to get this done, to finish this movie. And now we're in post-production and excited to see how God's going to provide for that as well. So thank you for those of you who continue to stand with us through this journey. Since we were already on the West Coast, we of course had to travel south, and we've been able to spend time with friends and family for the past few weeks. As a matter of fact, I'm sitting in my mom's guest room right now recording this intro on Garrett's iPhone, which is really kind of funny because I'm used to recording in our little makeshift studio that we have. But we're not in Georgia to do that. We're in California. And so we have enjoyed being here with family and friends and getting to enjoy much needed fellowship with them. There are a lot of exciting things coming up with the movie and with Schoolhouse Rocked. So make sure that you're signed up for the Schoolhouse Rocked newsletter. You can do that on schoolhouserocked.com and keep up with what we've got going on. In the meantime, enjoy this episode and have a great day. All right, I want to take a few minutes and introduce my guest. Yvette's actually been on the show with me before this, and I love having people on here who are changing the culture, who are out there and just really making a difference for the kingdom. And Yvette and her husband, Garrett, are doing that. They've been married for 25 years, and they got a couple of kids. They've spent some time with me at my little neck of the woods at the Homeschool Resource Center this summer in Vancouver, and we are just thrilled by what God is doing. So I've asked her if she can come on the show with me today, and we're going to talk about homeschooling. Yvette, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad that you're here. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, you're just hanging and raging, doing all the things that you do, getting ready for homeschooling.
We are.
Producing a movie.
Yes, you know, little things.
I love it. Okay, so we have a lot of new listeners at the podcast since you were here last. And by way of introduction, you guys have quite an interesting story to tell. You sold your home, what, in 2016?
Yes.
Yes. And then you traveled out to the East Coast.
Yes.
And then you sold your trailer. Yes. And then you traveled out to the West Coast.
Right.
To see me.
Interesting is right.
Interesting is right. So what's going on? Why would you do that?
Yeah. Well, in 2016, we felt like the Lord had put it on our hearts to film this documentary on homeschooling and at the same time sell our house and most of our possessions, load up in an RV and travel across the country to film this documentary on homeschooling. And so we did. And we've been on the road for a few years now. And it's been a really exciting thing just to see how God's hand has moved in miraculous ways.
And the name of the documentary is Schoolhouse Rocked. You guys are talking about really a revolution
yes.
that's happening around the country, particularly where education is concerned. And people talk mm-hmm. to me all the time. Of course, I'm out on the road speaking to homeschoolers, but also to people who are thinking that homeschool thing. You know, I see what's happening in the schools, mm-hmm. but I'm not really sure if I can do it at home. Are you seeing the sort of the same thing happening? Like people are just pulling their kids out of school?
Yes. Yes. All over the place. We have been now, I think, to somewhere around 34 states. And we have met homeschool families along the way in most of those states. And across the board, it's pretty much the same thing. Moms do not feel like they are capable or equipped to homeschool their kids. But it's been the most exciting thing because we get to talk to moms like yourself who have been there and who have graduated kids and who just come alongside of us moms and say, you can do this. You know, if God's calling you to it, he's going to equip you with everything you need to be able to accomplish it.
And that is the message, right? That if the Lord of Heaven's armies is asking you to do this, then he's already equipped you for the job.
That's
I always
right.
tell people, man, if the Lord can ask Heidi St. John to homeschool, who cannot keep houseplants alive and give her seven kids, then anyone can do it.
Yes.
Anyone can do it. I think sometimes we overthink it. Do you think?
I think so. Yes. Well, because it seems so scary because you look at what the school system is like on the outside and we feel like we need to bring that into our home
yeah,
and
to replicate
that.
It.
And it's impossible to do that. And so when we can't replicate that, we feel like we're failing somehow.
Yeah.
Which is not the case, of course.
No. And I think the revolution that you guys are highlighting in Schoolhouse Rocked is this is the revolutionary idea. Mm-hmm. The schools are actually doing it wrong.
Right.
And when parents can come home and actually foster a love of learning in their kids, amazing things happen. Kids are natural born learners. They come into the world ready to learn.
Right.
And we've said through No Child Left Behind and the ridiculous thing known as Common Core
right.
that our kids are all the same. And so what works for my kid is going to work for your kid. But you guys have two kids. Are they the same?
Not at all.
No, nope. That's a shocking fact. You never talk to parents who say, oh, my kid is exactly like this. All of our kids are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And so let me get this cookie cutter curriculum and send them to the cookie cutter school. Right. And they're going to come out and do a cookie cutter job. No, they're individuals.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you try to fit them all into the same box and it's impossible.
Yeah.
To do that. And so they end up either being left behind or being bored out of their minds. And it's detrimental to kids. And you talk about it being a revolution. And the interesting thing is it is a revolution today, but it's only been in the last, 160 years or so.
That's right.
That we've put our children into these institutions called school.
Right.
But for years and years, parents homeschooled their kids. They taught their kids at home.
Yeah.
And so.
And no one made fun of them for it.
Right.
No
they
one
were
did
not
that.
Socially awkward.
I love my friend Sam Sorbo and I were talking about this not too long ago. And she was saying, I've heard her say this many times, but I think it's just so powerful. When did we start to buy the lie mm-hmm. that the minute your kid turns five, the school district comes in and says, oh, thank you. Good job. We right. can take it from here. You bring your, thank you for teaching them to brush their teeth. And, you know, thank you for getting them potty trained. And in some cases, we don't even wait that long, right, mm-hmm. before we take them to the school. And then the school is supposed to do what we can't do.
Right.
And I think the net result of that has been it's made parents feel sort of inept.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
We just feel like, well, we can't do it. We got to give them to somebody else.
Right. Right.
Right.
And the thing is it's not even about the academics. You know, we talk a lot about this and we've talked a lot about this in the movie is that homeschooling is important. The academics are important because that's what points our children towards Christ. But it's not parenting's not about academics. It's about discipling and training the hearts of our children. And homeschooling allows you to do that because when you're putting them in a classroom with someone else to train them for 35 or 40 hours a week, you're handing them off to someone else and
yeah.
expecting that person to do all of the training and discipling. And not that parents whose kids are in school, of course, don't have the opportunity to do that as well. It's just you miss so much of the opportunity.
It's less of an opportunity.
Yes, for
sure.
It's
less of an opportunity because your kids are being discipled. And really, that's what education
right.
is.
Yep.
It is discipleship. So whenever we talk about education, I like to frame it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have our kids in someone else's care for 8 hours every day, those 8 hours, those children are being discipled by somebody else. And
right.
if that's the case, then we better know what the worldview is of that teacher, what the worldview is of their peers that are mm-hmm. around them, because otherwise sure. we're just doing cleanup at the end of the day,
sure.
right?
Sure. And even if their worldview is biblical, their hand is being forced to teach them something that's not.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's so much more work to have to undo that as a Christian parent. So why not just
yeah.
keep them home?
Yeah.
And get to spend that time in the relationship that comes with homeschooling. I mean, there are just so many amazing benefits to yeah. having your children at home.
When we talk to homeschoolers and people who are thinking about homeschooling, one of the first questions that always come, I always hear this, it never fails. It's not even the socialization question mm-hmm. anymore, because the socialization question to me is a moot point now.
Right.
We've seen that, what a dumb thing, you
right.
know? Really, your kid's going to be home with you all day? How are they ever going to learn right. to get out there in the real world? Well, thanks a lot. Like, what a slap,
right.
in, the, what a
yes.
slap in the face. I can't actually teach my kid to be a good human being. They have to be around other unsocialized five-year-olds in order
right.
to do that, which is such a ridiculous thing. But the biggest question I still get from a mom is she is afraid she's going to feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'll say, my kids don't respond to me mm-hmm. that way. I'm not their teacher. They need to go to a teacher to respect mm-hmm. that teacher is giving them an assignment and they're going to get it done. My kids don't have that kind of respect for me. What do you say to that mom?
Yeah, I've actually thought a lot about this, because I have had that as well, where parents have said, well, you know, my kids won't listen to me. I can't, you know, my kids will drive me crazy if I have them home all day. And my answer to that is, well, that's because you're not the one training them.
Yeah.
And if your kids are home with you, then you get to be the one to disciple and train their hearts, and you will enjoy them. You know, I love spending time with my kids. And it's not that they don't drive me crazy sometimes, and that's, I don't have my days where I just need to get away from the house. But that's very few and far
get
between.
Get away from the country.
Get away from the country, which is our house. But it's because my husband and I are there with them day after day, and we are the ones who get to train and disciple them. And so we train them the way that we want to train them. And when you hand them off to someone else for training and discipleship, they're going to be trained the way that person wants them to be.
And you can't help it. You can't
right.
help it. People say, well, I've heard people say, well, they're not doing it intentionally. You're right. Because it comes out of you. It's your worldview. The Bible teaches
right.
us in Luke 6:40 that when a student is fully trained, he'll be like his teacher.
That's right.
And I don't know about you, but I'm thinking, for goodness sake, your kids are going to, you know, our kids are going away to colleges and universities. I had Dr. Pesta on a couple of weeks ago, he's a very brilliant thinker mm-hmm. and very ahead of the times in terms of what's happening on college campuses. And mm-hmm. he has been for some time. But he's saying parents can actually inoculate their kids against the junk that's happening in the colleges and universities right now, which is rampant.
Yes.
By just giving them a good foundation mm-hmm. when they are in elementary school and high school. And so then we're teaching them to become critical thinkers. We're teaching them to defend their faith. We're teaching them that you don't check your brains at the door just
right.
because you're a Christian. That the Christian faith is actually defensible, and they can make a defense. But when we've given them to somebody else, mm-hmm. you know, for 8-10 hours a day for 12 years in a row, and then they come out as somebody that we didn't want them to be, we
right.
shouldn't be surprised.
Right. That's right. And you know, one of our favorite interviews, besides yours, of course.
Right. Maybe, that's right. I'll give you $20 later.
is Israel Wayne. And, you know, he just reiterates, no one knows your child as well as you do.
No one loves them like you.
Yeah. No one loves them like you do. And there are excellent administrators and teachers in both private and public school
yeah.
Who genuinely love the kids, but they are incapable of loving each child the way they need to individually be loved.
They're as individuals.
As individuals. They yeah. just can't. I mean, they just don't have the ability to do that, because they've got 30 some odd kids in a classroom, and so they can't give each child the attention and the love that they need.
Yeah, that's right. And I think this is such a fascinating point about Christ and his coming to the earth. He came for individuals. He mm-hmm. sees us as individuals.
Yeah.
And he wants us reconciled to himself as individuals. What we've done in the United States in education is we see kids as a collective.
Yes.
So this is the collective. I was telling my husband the other day, it kind of reminds me of Star Trek, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not really a Trekkie, but I was when I was a kid. And I remember the Borg, you know, it's assimilation, you know, and resistance is futile and all that stuff. And I keep thinking, this is kind of education mm-hmm. really in the United States right now. And we've taken all the joy and all the individualism out of it. We're not teaching the humanities anymore.
Right.
We're not teaching science. We're not teaching our kids the trades
mm-hmm.
anymore. Part of why we started the Homeschool Resource Center was to say, hey, we're going to bring back music and
right.
art. We're going to teach kids how to change the oil in their car and yep. wood shop and work with their hands. And it's not really happening because the idea of education in the United States has changed so dramatically in the last 40 years that it's almost unrecognizable.
Yes. Well, it's all about the agenda that they have, and it's not about building character in our kids, which even when we were kids in public school, they used to do character building.
Yep.
And they've done away with that. Now it's all about tolerance, and it's about them
social engineering.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's really scary. I mean, we have such an opportunity with having our kids home to be able to develop their character and see what their weaknesses are, see what their strengths are. How did God make them? How did
He answer their questions?
And answer their questions in a way that's biblical.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so often, and this happens, sadly, I'm seeing it more and more as I travel for a living. You know, Jay and I have opportunities every single weekend almost to interact with parents. And so many of these, their parents are pulling their kids out of public school, and I meet them at a conference with thousands of other people. And the first thing they'll do is come up and start crying and say, hey, my kid was introduced to transgenderism in the third grade. And by fifth grade, he thought he should be a girl. He was a boy born in the wrong body. And the first thing I will do is take them back to the truth of God's word.
Right.
Because Satan is a liar.
Yep.
Right. He's been deceiving us since he deceived Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And his tactics have not changed. They're the same. He tricks us through deception, through the lust of the eyes, you know, through the darkness in our own hearts. And he plays on our weaknesses. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening in the culture right now. And parents can actually stand up against it by simply pulling their kids out of the system and saying, no, these kids do not belong to the school system or to the state. They belong to me. God said, these are your children. You need to disciple them. When you guys started out, you know, thinking, okay, we're going to, I know it didn't start out on the big full scale thing that it is right now, because you're actually here in Vancouver finishing up, right, filming for the movie.
Right,
we'll talk about that in a second. But you have a vision to encourage homeschooling families. And as you think about it in the context of Schoolhouse Rocked and what the movie might do when it gets into theaters and exposes people who may not have been exposed before to the idea that parents are the primary educators of their kids, what is it that you're ultimately hoping to accomplish?
Well, there are several things with the movie. When we first started homeschooling, for years and years, we had said that we would never, ever homeschool.
Me too.
Never.
Accidental homeschoolers unite.
That's right. We had been married about 11 years, almost 11 years before our first daughter was born. And so we had a lot of time to talk about that. And we said we would never do that to ourselves. We'd never do that to our kids. But the Lord changed our hearts. We went to a homeschool convention and God just said, you know, this is what you're going to do. And in one weekend alone at that convention, the scales fell from our eyes and we said, oh, homeschooling's for normal people.
Right.
And
anyone can do it.
I don't know who I thought it was for, but we didn't think it was for us.
Right.
And part of that, you know, you said anyone can do it. Both Garrett and I hated school growing up. And when I say hate, I mean like despised it. Mm-hmm. I only went for the social aspect of it. And, you know, he barely went.
That.
No,
yeah.
I really didn't like it. And so I thought, well, why would I want to do that to my kids? And of course, now I look back and think, well, why would I want to put them in that same environment that I hated myself so much and Garrett as well? But with the movie, we want to really debunk all of the misconceptions and negative stereotypes that people have of homeschooling. And we want them to see what we saw going into that first convention of, first of all, we can do this. You know, like we said at the beginning of the podcast, if God's calling you to this, you can do it. Anything that God calls you to, he's going to equip you to be able to do
Straight out of his word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we want to encourage parents to be able to do it. Just, you can do it. And it does not look like school in a schoolhouse.
And it doesn't need to.
It doesn't need
to. Thank goodness.
No, it shouldn't, as a matter of fact. It's set up that way for a reason. But so we want to just do away with all the misconceptions and negative stereotypes. But we also want to give people a tool to really understand what homeschooling is and have them, you know, as you know, so many people have parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles or neighbors who are saying, why would you homeschool? This is a terrible idea. And it's because, again, they just don't understand what homeschooling is. And so we want to be able to provide a tool for those people to say, just watch this movie. And you'll understand why we want to homeschool. But really, it's to call parents to account of being able to bring your kids home and love them and train them and build that relationship with them. You know, you can have a great relationship with your kids, but you can have a really great relationship with your kids when you're with them.
Yeah, it absolutely matters. And you're really, what I think what you're doing is you're equipping parents who maybe felt like they couldn't make a good defense.
Right.
For a while, like in their gut, they know something's wrong.
Right.
Like I talk to parents all the time. They write into me at the podcast. There are a lot of people that listen to this that don't homeschool their kids. And homeschooling is not the gospel.
No.
I don't want to give this misconception that if you homeschool your kids, then everything's going to be great. The laundry will fold itself. Yep. Your kids are going to walk with the Lord. Your marriage will be perfect. No, because we're sinful people that live in a sinful world. But I do think there's something so precious mm-hmm. about recognizing that something is wrong mm-hmm. and then saying to the Lord, Father, what can I do?
Right.
What can I do? And really, homeschooling is a very viable,
yes,
very doable a solution. And you don't have to have a lot of money to do it. People think, oh, my husband needs to have this fantastic job.
Right.
A lot of us that homeschool, you and I are great examples, not making a lot of money.
Yep.
You know, they're single income homes, mm-hmm. And these parents are making tremendous sacrifices.
Yes.
But we're here to say the sacrifice is worth it.
It is absolutely worth it. There's nothing else that I'd rather be doing with my kids right now. And, you know, we work from home as, you know, we have our family business, I guess you would call it. You know, we're making this documentary, but we do it as a family and our girls get to be a part of it and they get to help us with it. And so, and they, in the process of that, they have seen the hand of God move in ways that they would never have seen him work.
Yeah.
And it's been incredible for them to be part of that with us mm-hmm. because we're a team. We're the Hampton team. It's what we do. And so
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. Well, you guys have great girls. I mean, I've been privileged to have them in my home. And
thank you.
You guys have a fantastic thing
too.
Going on. You are in Vancouver.
Yes.
What in the world? What would bring you all the way from the East Coast out here to God's country?
The Lord. Honestly, I can just say God has brought us out after much prayer. So we interviewed you for the movie back. It's about a year
it's
and a half
a while,
ago.
Yeah,
almost.
In Nashville.
And we were so struck by your interview. And of course, you know, I listen to your podcast and read your books and
we're having fun.
And so as we've prayed through how the Lord would direct the narrative of the movie, he just made it clear that it was to be with Heidi St. John.
Well, and I'm thrilled because it's fun to have you out here.
It's fun to be here.
For you to see what's going on at the Homeschool Resource Center.
Yes, it's incredible.
And get to record out here in my studio rather than being on the phone, which is fantastic.
Yes, it's so much fun, so much fun. And so, we're here finishing up filming and it's exciting. And this has been through months and months of prayer and God has just miraculously provided for us to be here. So we just took a 10-day drive across the country to get here.
It really is remarkable what the Lord's asking you to do. And you guys have a ways to go. And you still need support, right, to get this movie finished and to get it all of the finishing touches, post-production and all that. We were talking about this at dinner, you know, and Garrett was talking about how you guys need money for mm-hmm. post-production. And I'm like, can you talk to the idiot who doesn't know what that means.
Sure.
So just for the listeners who are going, that's such a cool idea. How can I help? Tell us what you need and how people can help.
Sure. So once we're done filming here, we move into post-production, like you said, and that is bringing in all of the other people who we need to help us finish it, doing the music for the movie, doing the color for the movie, marketing the movie, because, of course, we can make the greatest movie in all the land.
And
but
if
nobody knows
there,
about
right?
it, then it doesn't do anyone any good.
Yeah.
So marketing and then we're reaching for getting it actually into theaters. We've already been in contact with Fathom Events. They're excited about it because homeschoolers is one of their biggest audiences. And so they're super excited about it. But of course, that all takes support and money.
Yeah.
And God has provided for us along the way. I mean, it's been day to day. It's been amazing
so
to
awesome.
Watch him. And so, I mean, if people go to our website, schoolhouserocked.com, they can, there's a big button right on the front page that says support Schoolhouse Rock. You can't miss it. And so people can support us that way. And, you know, some people support us $10 mm-hmm. at a time, or you know, some people do monthly support. Others are able to give $5,000. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just depends on.
And if you're
what
listening,
you
can give $50,000, they'll take it.
Yes.
They'll take it.
It's all God's money anyway, right?
That's exactly right. Well, I am really excited to see what God does with your family and with Schoolhouse Rocked. And I just wanted to say thanks for coming on the show.
Yes,
it's just
thank
been...
you for having us. And our family is enjoying so much. Our girls are out there running around the Resource Center right now. It is amazing here. I cannot believe what God has done here.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing thing. And our story is a lot like yours. You know, mm-hmm. we're learning as we go along.
Yep.
That the Lord is faithful.
Walking by faith.
He wants us to walk by faith. That's how he does it. And homeschooling is also walk by faith, and the Lord's blessing it.
He is. You know, this morning, really quickly, I was reading Matthew 6:33, and just again, you know, seek first the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. And He provides everything for us. Seek Him first, and that's with homeschooling, with marriage, with parenting, with anything. Seek Him first, mm-hmm. and He will provide everything else that you need. Mm-hmm. And so there's no need to worry about what's going to happen, if you're going to have the right curriculum, if you're going to have the time, if you're going to have the resources. God's going to provide it. Yes, that's right.
You're going to have the patience, because you're not, but God will give it to you.
That's right.
Yeah, He
absolutely will. Seek first His kingdom.
Thank you. Well, Yvette, thank you so much. It's been a joy to have you
here. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking time to listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I hope it's been a great encouragement to you. If you believe in homeschooling, please consider supporting the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked. Visit schoolhouserocked.com to learn more. You also can become a Backstage Pass member. Backstage Pass members have access to interviews from the movie, lots of bonus material, and extended content from the podcast. Again, visit schoolhouserocked.com to learn more.